Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Live Your Dream on today. Super excited about our lineup with our actually agency and just talking about different things, collaborating and, you know, getting things where everyone can find out ways that they could do different things within their agency, inspire them to do different things, and share what they're doing so they can inspire others as well who are listening. So we're super excited about our lineup today. Thank you all for being aboard with us. And I want to say this past weekend has been truly a treat as a way for all others to call in and get connected. We were at this open call in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where everybody who was there had a ball. We actually had a moment where we videotaped a lot of the live footage, and we were able to chat and talk with everyone at the same time while we were there just seeing them walk the runway, practicing, and also getting ready for the show. It was such a treat. So as we wait, could you hold us for a second, Eric? Mm-hmm. We got one other person coming in. So, you know, it's such a treat just to be a part of all of what we have going on. Every day is a blessing, and I thank God for, you know, every blessing that come aboard our way. Right now, Carice, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Carice. How are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. I also have Eric Scott, graphic designer. He's going to sit in on a call as well with us. Christy has informed me that she may be calling a little later. I may not get a call in at all. So we're waiting on Nicole to call in. Jennifer Baker, who's out of Fayetteville, she's still going through some things with her sister, so I'm not sure if she's out of town or not. Her sister has been ill for a while, so I know how things are with that, you know, staying close to family. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in and coming aboard. And now we have Nicole that I'm going to bring on shortly as well.
Okay.
So, Eric, introduce yourself and let everybody know what you do.
Hi, I am Eric Pagot, and I am a graphic designer of Nine Element Design. I've been doing graphic design for about, I'd say, almost 10 years now. At one point it was off and on, but now I do it full-time now. I enjoy working with you, Darlene. I get to learn a lot about the fashion industry, which I had started to do at one time with fashion design, but it was not as favorable in my family for men to do that, so I kind of switched to graphic design. But now I wish I would have stuck with it, but either way, I'm still in the arena and I'm having a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's all about, you know, getting together and knowing that everybody makes up what we call this beautiful platform, because it's just not one way. It's all different ways that it's connected. So, Nicole, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. I know you've been in your hometown getting things situated for Darius' watch party.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, how things come along with that?
Oh, it's come along fine. Everything is set up. Everything's a go. We're just waiting on the day.
Yes, I say you will. Hopefully the next one, because he's going to be in many. You're going to have many more watch parties for him. He got a bright future ahead of him. So I definitely going to definitely try to make it at the next one coming aboard.
Yes, yeah, so he'll have another one. Like you said, he has a film he's premiering in February the 28th. It's almost sold out. It's only 10 tickets left. It's a LGBT community film.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a love triangle and he's not a very nice person in there. He does some things that, you know, that people are like, no, you didn't do, you know. So it's he's a straight fellow in the film, but, you know, it's a love thriller and it's a twist. So, like I said, there's only 10 seats left, so you can go up under our Facebook page, web page where I've shared the site, and go under and get your ticket before they're all gone.
Well, that's great. I'm happy for him. He sent me a message and, you know, told me about, you know, he wasn't able to be a part of it. I said, well, we'll set up another, because I said, you have many more other things coming about, and, you know, this will get you in the air. So that's super cool. I love that. Yes. So, Carice, what's going on in Colombia? What's going on with you? What you been up to lately?
Not too much. On Saturday, I went to this event called the Rap-a-Thon. And I went there and, you know, I took pictures, you know, to kind of help them out or whatever. And some of the models that I saw there, they never been in front of a camera. So I approached them and I pulled some of them off to the side, and I did a couple shots of them to kind of give them a little feel on how far, you know, we can go. And so I posted them on my Facebook and Instagram this morning. So I'm happy about that, because a lot of times when I'm out, I'm not afraid to approach nobody. So if I see somebody that's completely fresh, that I see that can be molded a certain way, there's no doubt I approach them in a heartbeat.
Right, right. And that's good that you have, and a lot of, you know, people ask me often, I go places I sometimes can barely eat because I'm constantly want to get up and talk to people sometimes, but I do know that is great because you're putting it in the know and your path is open wide to get you connected with people as well, and it just opens up so many different avenues. So that's great. I'm excited about that. Carice, also today, Cindy and I are going to be meeting at 12, so hopefully you can make that call with us at 12 today. We're talking about getting some more information about the location in Columbia to have an open call. And the same format for Georgia is the same format for South Carolina. South Carolina is a little different, and I have someone who's already into the know on how to get areas that is more, you know, reasonable and also utilizing the library spaces. She's going to get with me today, hopefully, and inform me of, I mean, tomorrow, I'm sorry, and hopefully inform me that, because they want you to be like a nonprofit organization. And I plan to be to get everything situated with those two that I already have in mind. I just haven't got the final steps yet with that, but I definitely want to get to Columbia and get the ball rolling there as well.
Right.
Yeah. So
you know, with that, that's why I was saying earlier, that's why I'm trying to build a platform and build relationships. So when that time do come, when you ready to make that move, then the foundation will already be built, and then you just keep going.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that definitely, wholeheartedly. We in Atlanta right now, same. We're a little bit further because the young lady's there too. I met with them back probably in December, and we were talking about the princess and prince of the runway, and so their daughter's going to be in it. So they already started, like, doing different things with it, too, as well. So Atlanta and Columbia are going to be first on the map before Charlotte. I'm going to get with Charlotte later on. But just getting everything lined up. So I appreciate you, Carice, for all that you're doing and to being everywhere, every way. So, Nicole, anything that you wanted to share with us this morning that we that, you know, can help us incite Carice, myself, Eric? Because before we go any further, I'm sorry. Jennifer Baker, I was telling Carice earlier that she, you know, her sister is not well, so she's sitting out at this point. But she's very, very still interested in being a part of our network and looking to grow it even bigger with other agencies and others coming aboard as well. And also Christy had texted me and said that she may be getting on a little later, or may not at all. She just got a crazy morning this morning. So just wanted to let y'all know that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, Nicole, you have anything you
want to
share, anything that you
want to
put out there?
Not at this moment. I've been working so hard and been out of town on this watch party. until I haven't had time to really focus too much on anything else. But when this is out the way, I do have some other projects that I am working on. So hopefully when we talk next week, I'll be able to speak upon those. I don't want to talk too fast right now. So, but other than that, no, things are looking up. They're looking good. So I can't really complain. I'm looking forward to the fashion shows. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. I'm on cloud nine right now.
Right. And Carice, what she was talking about with us too, that me and her are going to be affiliated with it, and something that might you want to look in if your weekends are free, it's going to be in Atlanta. One is going to be the weekend of, 16th, and the other is the very next weekend after that on the 23rd. That both is there for a big fashion show that's going to be going on down there, and a lot of connections down that way also. So I'm not sure how your weekends are looking, but I know a lot of other things are going to be coming aboard. I was telling my family that within the next year I'm going to have a spot in Atlanta. I know not an office only, but a home, because it's just so much stuff going on down there as well that I'm always getting invited. I was invited this past weekend to a radio show that I could not go to. So someone there filled in the gap for me by going in and speaking on my behalf. But I'll be attending another radio show. And what they do, they have it live where it's televised. So it's really a cool, cool thing. And it's just, building connections and getting that information out there. So I'm super
excited.
Yeah,
definitely keep me close with that. Definitely keep me close with that. And see if you can get me, find out what's the process as far as me getting on the photographer so I can capture some of the show.
Okay. And the one in Charlotte is going to be coming up soon. I know. For Fashionology is going to be like in June, but the one in Atlanta. The photographers have been lined up already from my end, but definitely, I'm not sure, with the young man, his name is Rodney Daniels. I would love to bridge you over with him, Carice, because he's going to be traveling all over. Right now, they're going to be in Chicago, Charlotte, of course, Atlanta, and they're going to Canada, and they're going to be doing some other things, too. So the next time when we're on a call, now he's going to be on a call with me on the 5th, he's going to give me the timeline and the date. He's the one that is connected with Mercedes-Benz company, and the fashion show is presented by them, of course. So I would love to have you on that call as well, and also you too, Nicole, that we all can get on the call, because we're going to have a rep from Mercedes-Benz also on there, he said, and everything. Oh. So I will let y'all keep y'all posted, so you can definitely get on and get connected that way also.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yes. So I'm super excited. Well, I know with Christy, she's doing a lot of big things too. Her daughter for Super Bowl is going to be on a commercial. I'm not sure. She didn't give me the timeline, because a lot of times they do give you a timeline when it should air. So she may know that already. I'm not sure. But as soon as she put that out there, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be looking for it, to it. And then a young lady out of New York named Stacy is her name. I want to get you connected with her, Nicole. She's an actress. She's been on Law and Order already. She's been on there, and I'm not sure how many seasons she did, but she joined my network probably about 3 weeks ago. So I'm going to get you connected with her as well. Carice, as far as in the modeling, I have two models that one is from Pula, Georgia, and then one is from Greenville. Well, two is from Greenville area that I want you to connect with them as well. So I'm going to send them your information and vice versa. If we need to bridge the call, call and bridge you over. Because both of them need photo shoots. Three of them need photo shoots. Two live in Greenville, and they can travel to you, and the other one can travel to you as well. So line that up. Because whenever they come in, like you say, they come in as new models. They don't have anything. They have nothing, they have anything. And so to put their faces and stuff in the magazine, it needs to be a certain resolution, of course. So I want to make sure that they got all that down back.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Makes sense.
Yeah. So Any events, Nicole, like from the various party, any photographers going to be there? I'm quite sure they are. Definitely would want to get the footage, and you can send it to us, and we can put it not only on social media, but put it in our magazine.
Okay, we'll do. I'm going to have a photographer there, and we're also going to have it done on Periscope. So you'll be able to, if you download the app Periscope to your phone, I'll be putting the link out on Facebook, and I'll also send it to you, Ms. Darlene. That way you can just watch the watch party live with us.
Oh, boy, I'm excited. That's the kind of thing I want to do for my grand opening here in my office space. The ones who can't make it, they can actually see what's going on with the grand opening. So I'm excited. Okay, so you got to teach me how to do that, honey, because I don't know nothing about that. That's you got that up on me, definitely.
Well, I'm learning it too, so. It's by trial and error. That's the reason why I haven't put the link out there yet, because I'm trying to make sure I'm getting it together, because when I was messing with it, I had photos of the ceiling, photos of my floor. I'm like, oh, my God. So I had to finally go in and learn how to delete all those before I put the station out there, because I hate for them to see my house with.
Yeah, I understand. So, Carice, do you do any video artistry? Do you do any of that?
I do dabble it a little bit. I do a little bit of it.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that is one of the areas that a lot of people are looking for. I just talked with a young group. I call them young group. They actually writing a script for a movie. Was it an episode?
Eight seasons,
where they want to get – they want someone to
struggle.
Yeah, to start shooting with them, but they're in the beginning steps of everything. So I'm excited, because it's like, there's certain things. Last night I was on the phone with him, and it was probably about 30 minutes in, and he was like, oh, my God. He said, you don't know, everything you said is also what, I've heard from other people, but it's just confirmation. And he wanted to get the ball rolling with that. So I have someone coming in my office today who shot the video for the rapper about 2 weeks ago. He's going to be meeting with me today, and then we're going to talk about different things, too, to get him in our network and be able to where everybody can have, exposure. If I'm exposed to him, so if someone need him, they can actually have somebody. And not only him, I want to get others, too. So anybody y'all know, I said with you, Carice, I want to get everybody in the mix, and the photography network, that's still being, and coming in place, but it's going to take a little while longer than I expected to do as far as getting the website up and everything. But just to let everybody know, everybody that I mentioned it to, they love it. They love that concept of it, that, having where somebody can say, if you need a videographer, if you need a photographer, and they're in your local area, or either 30 minutes away, or either 40, however, they will be there, and then the price is going to be basically, the same in so many ways. So I'm excited about that. So I can't wait to get that up and running and everything. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you have anything you want to say, Eric, anymore?
Oh, no, I'm just listening to everything that's going on, and that the fashion industry is a really high-paced industry. I mean, there's so much going on back and forth, and people traveling here and there, and I think one of the major catalysts for even with photography also, I mean, there's always something going on.
Right. Right.
And it's high paced. So you got to really be ready for this if you want to get into this kind of thing,
Right. So, Carice, how many models you would say has been at that event you were at this past weekend?
I probably say it was about a good 10. Yeah, but a lot of them, they was part of the show, but, you can tell that they was, completely fresh, which is what I like. So then, therefore, you can kind of put your hands on them and really let them gravitate to, the industry. And because what I noticed, a lot of them, they don't have the ordinary look. So a lot of people would just automatically surpass them and say, oh, okay, well, ain't no need for me to go that way. But not even knowing that if you just stick with them, they can get it. Because sometimes I learn, sometimes the ones that look like they're ready, or the ones that they say that they've been modeling for a long time, and then when you get them in the studio and you say, okay, give me a pose, the only pose they got is their hand on their hip. That's the only pose that they know how to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and it's good that, you know, you can recognize that and know that these have it's like looking for a diamond in a haystack sometimes. It's more like when they get all made up too, they can see. But this even to walk, I was working with a model, had two sessions with her, and I didn't plan to go into the runway side of things, but that's needed because when I do get the new models in and they want to go to an open call and they don't know nothing about an open call, I'll at least give them the basic how to walk. So
right.
Eventually one day I have model coaches lined up. So, okay, this is y'all baby, y'all take it and run. But just working with them and knowing that from the time I saw them, you know, a week ago, they weren't where they are. And then when I finally see them again, I'm like, wow, you did that. Because just listening to what have, you know, been put in place, and also I often say, go look at YouTube and see different ways that people, you know, as far as the basic stuff, and practice. And I practice when you get home. Give about 5 minutes a day, practice. So it'll hit. Now, I was a natural. No one had to teach me anything.
Yeah, okay.
I was a natural. From day one, people always say, well, who you got your under? I said, I didn't, because I'm just looking at it from a creative way. Not everybody like that. You have to take your time with the ones and get them where they need to be. So, I'm looking at Eric saying that, like, I was a natural. But really, I was. He's like, okay, stop bragging. But I really was. I was the first model on the runway for 7 years, that I ripped it for 7 years. The first one. I'm like, gosh, I'm the first one every time. Get somebody else. But she was like, no, I need you. And my daughter. It was my daughter's second, and I was first. She probably would have put my daughter first, but she didn't want to hurt my feelings. Oh, my gosh. So it's just exciting to me. It's a way to express yourself and do a lot of things and everything. Well, definitely, Carice, if you can come back at 12 and talk with me in City. We're going to talk more also about the runway stuff. She already lined up. I already told her that I want to work with her with that and want her to work with me, of course. And then she's also looking into some other aspects. I told her that it's going to be other things I'm going to need her for down that way. But before we close out, all I'm looking for is leads, model consultant leads for IPH, and also, consultants and leads. So the leads would be more of the ones we'll go looking. We got over 11,000, almost 12,000 people following us on one page with Top Models and Talent, and they constantly sending us messages about asking us how to get in. So we'll set up an appointment. So what I'm doing before, we just have them go to the website, sign up, and that's it. But what I'm doing now is making it more personal, setting up an appointment with them to go over everything with them, basically, like the basics, and then we'll go from there, you know, with it. So I'm going to need definitely people to help out with that. And the way how the leads work is it's going to work similar to the referrals. If they get signed up, somebody, four in 1 hour, they get $25 per person. So that's $100 they can make in 1 hour. So it's just that simple. So I want, you know, that's what I'm out looking for now. Consultants is one day I plan to have an area where they call into 800 number and be like a customer service based kind of thing, but it's going to be called consultants. People call in, and that whoever they go up on there, like, you know, call in, that will be their client. And they will walk them through, and then also they will spend their stuff out. They put it in social media. It's like, y'all see all that stuff coming out now. We have certain people who doing certain things, but I want a bigger whole area. I want like a call center environment where people are actually making it happen like that. So I plan to have that up and running, hopefully, before this year is out, but it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming up. You believe me?
I believe.
Even though we saw with two people,
yeah.
800 numbers. Did that person call your number yet?
Yeah,
so it's coming. So that's my vision going for it. And I'm not just putting it for the United States. It's anywhere. Italy, I have people from Dubai who is in my network, you know, different places. So I just want to open up to whoever want to be in it. They're welcome to do so. And we'll spend it out and do all of the above. Because they got agencies all in Dubai, and they rolling over there just like everybody else.
Definitely.
So it's a big market over there. So that's all I have. If Nicole, you have anything else to tell the listeners Anything that you want them to know before we close out?
No, but just follow us on Instagram at physique_management_LLC. And follow us on Facebook at Physique Management LLC. So everybody can keep up with what's going on. I'm not too much of a big computer person, but once I get on, I'll flood your timeline and you may not see me again for about another day. So, yeah, I'll flood it for about 2 hours. Then I, and you'll be like, okay, we haven't heard nothing from them. Here I come back. But, constantly we're getting new talent. So, Ms. Darlene, you'll be hearing from them from us as well as they come about. I'm hoping that I have a fellow that will be entering the Mercedes-Benz Fashionology as well. I submitted him. So hopefully he'll be another one that will be joining us as well. Other than that, we're just, oh, I do have a talent, I'm sorry, Miss Danita Shine, who will be appearing on Devious Maid February the 2nd, which is, well, she'll be auditioning she'll be taping tomorrow, February the 2nd.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness. So who is it?
It's not Gabrielle, it's Miss Danita Shine.
Okay. Oh, that is awesome. And just to listen to you and she's telling me like, I'm just new at this. Like, Nicole, you do a big thing. Yeah. I'm telling you, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And that's where all this is. And Chrissy is doing big things too. And when I look at Jennifer too, what she's doing here in Fayetteville and in surrounding areas, and also she put an agency in her hometown in Pennsylvania. So she's doing big things also. It just, it just makes me more upbeat and makes me knowing that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Eric over here, he is like all in like, yes, I'm in the right corner. Yeah. And, Carice, everything is going to come together for Columbia as well. I'm just so super, super excited for everything and everyone.
I want to remind you too, we're still working on that upcoming project as well, going back to Tennessee as well. We're working on that ongoing project for back to school for kids with developmental disabilities. So working on that one as well. So when I go back home this weekend to for the watch party, I'm going to go and check with my avenues on that end. So hopefully I have something to come back and share with you on that.
All right, well, keep us definitely posted about that, definitely. And, Carice, you have anything else you want to say to the listeners or put out there about you?
No, I'm just happy to be a part of the group. And like I say, I'm just going to continue doing what I do and trying to find new talent for us and create a platform here in Columbia. So when you be able to come down here, the platform be already set.
Okay, great. And what I know me and you talk about a letterhead, Eric actually is a graphic designer. He's going to be working on that for me.
Okay.
And so we'll get that to you. And then I have two magazines coming in today that I'm actually going to do as a sample to make sure that it's up to par where I want it. So I'll let you know more about that too.
Okay.
All right. So that closes us out. Eric, you want to tell how somebody can find you?
You can always find me on Facebook. You can go to my website. It's edtagat520@wix.com/9elementdesign. Or you can always find me on Facebook. That's pretty much where everybody's going now.
Okay.
Instagram, I don't mess with too much.
It's blowing up. My Instagram is blowing up.
I really.
Nicole, yeah. Carice, I know y'all on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and mine is blowing up. I know everybody else is blowing up too. But it's amazing how. I'm like, oh, wow. So that's why we have to put more and more information out there. So even putting their information so people can contact them also. And then I'm going to put out Nicole coming soon. If they have a problem, like we're going to put our information in the contact because if we have to bridge them over to you all, everybody going forward, because every time like we're putting out, I know you've been seeing has been going out about different talents and models and everything. We're going to do a model of the day, talent of the day and all that. But what's taking place is that we're going to still put our information and then bridge them over because when they're trying to put the information out, sometimes, they still contact us anyway. So we're going to work that out. and make sure that they get over, because that's what we tell them, to make sure you contact them, to make sure this is the number, because that's what we have and found, but we want to make sure that it's definitely a win-win for everybody.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So any. So that's it. We're going to go ahead and close out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in to Live Your Dream. God is good. I put him first in all I do. I just thank him, and I'm grateful every day that I'm able to live out my dream. So, Erica, are you living out your dream?
Yeah, Bill, I think I am.
Yes, you are. Are you living out your dream?
Yes, definitely. I know I am. That's what I was saying the other day. It feels funny how you can only sit back, like me, come a little country girl, come from where there's no stoplights, you know, and stop signs. And here I am, you know, have a child that's going to be on TV, and I have models that I manage, athletes that I'm managing. So you just never know what God has in store for you. Like I always tell everyone, what God has for you is for you.
That's right. That's right. So, Carissa, are you living out your dream?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
That's what I want to hear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and close out on that note. Continue, everyone, to live out your dream every day. Y'all have a great one. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, you too. All right.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.